all right. Testing. So this is Karen's story.
Right. I used to live in Tregony, and I used to every morning take a morning walk just around the circuit, down Ruin Lanahorn Road, up the public footpath and back down into the village. It was about 3 miles. And I used to do it every morning to get my exercise. And going down the Ruin Lanahorn Road, it's not a very busy road, it's lovely. And very rarely do you get anything passing you, because at the end of the road is just Ruin Lanahorn Village, really. And one morning, a police car passed me. Oh, I thought, what's going on in Ruin Lanahorn, see? And I thought, I wonder what that is. Don't even see a police car in the Roseland, let alone going down that little road. And then another police car passed me. I thought, there's really something going on up there. Anyway, this police car pulled up in front of me and he stopped and he undid the window. He said, hello, love, sorry, it's a funny question. He said, have you seen an ostrich? I said, no. I said, but that funny question was asked to me yesterday in the village, where I was coming back in the village, on the top road there. Oh, he said, well, there's been an ostrich worrying people. And it's getting quite vicious. He said, do you want a lift? I said, no, no, I'm on my morning walk. I said, I'll take my chances with the ostrich, if that's all right. Anyway, I said to him here, I said, there's a police car just gone past, and you lot, there's four of you in the car. I said, what are you doing? You're looking for the ostrich? He said, yeah, we've been called out. I said, well, do you know they can run at 30 miles an hour? And he said, yeah. I said, well, what are you going to do if you see it? He said, matey in the back, he's got a lasso. I said, hold on a minute. Let me envisage 8 policemen running over a field with a lasso after an ostrich. Anyway, I didn't see the ostrich. I thought, well, he's probably been hand-reared and he's a bit worried and he's worrying people because he wants some food. So I thought, if I take some food with me, you know. Anyway, nothing happened for a while. And I was walking up the top road and I saw where the women had come out and asked me if I'd seen this. They said, have you seen a big bird? and there was an elderly lady lived in the cottage and she was putting some flowers out to sell. And I walked over to her and I said, oh, excuse me. I said, a couple of weeks ago, a couple of women came out of your cottage and asked me if I'd seen an ostrich. Oh, yeah. I said, I never saw it, and there was some police looking for it. I said, did you ever find it? She said, no, but we know where it's to. And that was it.
That was it. Where was it? Did she ever tell
you?
No. Ah, oh, brilliant.
It's in the Rayburn.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm a driving instructor, and we were on, we were doing the hour before the test in Bodmin. And my client was driving around and we were going along this road and suddenly there was a big bang and a scraping noise. I said, oh God, let me get out. Stop the car, let me get out and have a look. And I looked underneath and I thought, oh God, my exhaust has gone. And it was dragging on the floor. and so I said, look, don't worry. I said, I'll take over the driving. You get in the other side and we'll see if we can get... She said, well, we've only got 20 minutes. I said, I know. I'll see what I can do. Anyway, we scraped along this road and there was a little garage that looked after buses and coaches. And I pulled up and I said, excuse me, do you do exhausts? And he said, I could hear you coming, he said. But we don't do exhausts. But he said, our sister company up the road does. And I said, oh, where up the road? He said, oh, it's on the industrial estate. Oh, I said, that's where the driving test centre is. That's very handy. So I said, okay. He said, what I'll do is I'll phone through and tell him you're coming up. I said, yeah, good, because I've got a driving test in 20 minutes' time. And he said, okay. Anyway, I went up through Bodmin, over the top of Bodmin by the pinnacle up there and back down, scraping, sparks coming out the back. And doing about 10, 15 miles an hour with my driving school sign on the top. And I scraped into this. I went into one place and they said, oh, no, it's not here. Oh, no, it's not here. I had to turn round, scraping all. There was all sparks everywhere. We're going past the test centre. Anyway, we got to the place, and there's a big bloke there, and he said, yeah, you should bring it in here. So he called us in, and he put the ramp down, and we went up on the ramp, and I got out. I said, see if you can fix it quick. He said, okay. Anyway, he pulled the exhaust off. I said, give me the exhaust. I said, me and my client, we're going to go to the test centre and show them the exhaust and see if they'll give us a bit of extra time. All right. Oh, careful, it's hot. Don't. Oh, all right, okay, yeah. Put your jacket round it. Right, okay, we're going to go to the test centre. See you in a minute. So we went to the test centre. It was just up the road. And the examiner was outside the test centre and he's got a dog with him. Oh, I said, hello. I said, oh, he saw us coming. He thought, what's this? I said, hello, we've got a driving test in a minute, but we can't make it because, look, the exhaust has fallen off. I said, I wondered if you could give us a bit of extra time. And he said, oh, I don't know. He said, I've got to take my dog to the vet. I said, what, this dog? I said, oh, he looks all right to me. And he said, well, I've got to take it to the vet, so I can't give you... He said, I've waited ages to get this appointment. Okay, I said, well, we'll see what we... I'll see if... Give us just a couple of minutes. Anyway, we went back, and they were just bringing the car down. God knows how they had to actually have an exhaust that fitted it. They brought the car down, and I jumped in, and it was like an F1 gear, you know, change. And I went up the road, I reversed it in, and we got out. And he said, oh, all right, yeah, you're okay. You've got 2 minutes. Oh, I said, that was the quickest exhaust change ever. Right, I'm going to go back and pay for it. Now, you know, and they let me take the car and everything. And I said, oh, I'll come back and pay. And I did, and what I did, there was such a lovely team of blokes helping me that what I did was I went to Malcolm Barnicot and I said, give us 50 quid's worth of vouchers for us. And I took them down to the blokes in there and I said, oh, you can all have breakfast tomorrow on the Malcolm Barnicot's, just up the road. And I paid, I don't know, 150 quid for the exhaust. But, yeah, those things do happen when you're a driving instructor.
Did the dog get to the vet in the end?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, brilliant. I love that, the visual side of that.